points, and then we will open up the phone lines.
Welcome to Patriot Point Radio. Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots, and welcome once again to Patriot Point Radio. I'm your host, Lee Watts, bringing you news from a Christian, conservative, constitutional, and common sense point of view. Well, let's give you an update on what's going on in Kentucky politics right now. First of all, last week we had predicted on the program that there would be a new person entering the Kentucky governor's race, and that has proved correct. Just as predicted, Miss Kelly Craft from Glasgow, Kentucky, has now officially entered the race as of this Wednesday. And I encourage you to watch, get on your computers and watch the Patriot Point TV. We have Patriot Point radio program here bringing you news and analysis, and we also do an additional program on the internet that I hope you will watch, because in this week's program we're talking about the different people who are running for governor, and we look at the different commercials that they are putting out there and who is standing for what, and you're going to want to see that. Patriot Point on YouTube, on Rumble, on BitChute, and this week we look at commercials from all of the candidates currently running, including this newest one from Miss Kelly Craft, and you'll get to see why it is the absolute worst commercial out there for any politician running for governor right now. It's really just kind of sad. So let's give you another update on something that had happened. We'd reported a few weeks ago, which was a recount. One of the Kentucky elections for the Kentucky House District, 24, I believe, had asked for a recount, one of the candidates. Well, the Secretary of State was fighting against them, didn't want anyone to actually check what he is doing, but a judge ruled against him. The Secretary of State is Michael Adams, and he fought against having a recount. He lost in the courts, so this recount was allowed to go on. Michael Adams has said, oh, it'll be really hard to find people willing to do the recount. I talked to the candidate who had it happen. They said it was exceedingly easy and found people eager to work to do the recount. Michael Adams, the Secretary of State, said it would take a long time. It actually took less than one day. It took actually a little bit less than 7 hours to get it done. And the results came in, and here's what's the most important part. The hand count results did not change the election results. But there are two big things that I want to talk about with this anyway. Number one, we should do these hand recounts. I think it should not be done just when one particular candidate has to pony up a bunch of money to get it done in their particular race. I think there ought to be, first of all, a bunch of random ones that happen every single time. And why are these not released to the public anyway? How come this is all sealed up and nobody's supposed to be allowed to see it except Michael Adams and his staff? So I really think they should do that. Now, with this particular recount, talk to the candidate who was involved, and they said that all the machines showed up for the recount, and all the machines were indeed locked, and that's good. But there was a second issue. Not all of them had the seals on there. Now, a seal, not only do you lock the machine, but a seal, by Kentucky law, is supposed to be put onto the voting machine that would prevent anybody from getting in there. Now, you may say, well, it's locked up. Well, if I have a key, I can unlock it, do whatever I want, put new ballots in, take old ballots out, and then relock it, and it would show up locked. But if a seal is placed upon this, then we know it's not been tampered with. And while all the machines showed up indeed locked, not all of them had seals on there. And it was very dubious where all these are supposed to be. So I consider this a huge, big, major issue. And the biggest major issue, talking about voting, it is what is coming up on your ballots this November. Your ballot is going to be a measure where we could end abortion in Kentucky forever. But if this does not pass, abortion will come back to Kentucky. Some people are mistakenly under the impression that since the United States Supreme Court reversed Roe versus Wade, that abortion is not happening in Kentucky anymore. This is incorrect. Kentucky had what's called a trigger law, which says if we get the decision, we're not going to have abortions except in the most extreme circumstances, such as rape. However, we're getting some liberal judges who are wanting to rule and override the entire Kentucky state legislature and say that this law is unconstitutional and put abortions back into Kentucky. And it's going back and forth depending on which judge is giving a ruling on which day. So therefore, what Kentucky desperately needs is for Christians to show up at the polls this November, because you will have a chance to vote to end abortion forever in Kentucky. This will be what is called Constitutional Amendment Proposal Number 2. So this would be us as the citizens voting to amend the Constitution of Kentucky. If we can get enough yes votes, this will pass. Now, sometimes whenever they put something on the Constitution up for a vote, the wording is very confusing. People don't know what they are voting for. So I'm going to give you now exactly what is going to be listed on your ballot, word for word. And you will find it is very straightforward. It's easy to understand. This is exactly what you will be seeing on your ballot to end abortion this November. It will say this, quote, "Are you in favor of amending the Constitution of Kentucky by creating a new section of the Constitution to be numbered Section 26A to state as follows, to protect human life, nothing in this Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion," end quote. So that is it. There's one sentence explaining it, saying, are you in favor of adding this line in or not? The line, they tell you the line, the number is going to be, it'll be Section 26A in the Constitution, and this will be the amendment. Again, to protect human life, nothing in this Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion. So that'll be it, word for word. One sentence explains it, and the amendment is one sentence long. It's very straightforward. We want to vote yes on amendment proposal number 2. By voting yes, and amendments don't pass or fail because you get, you know, too many no votes. Amendments or any law only passes if you simply get enough yes votes. The trouble is, the leftist media baby killers are not talking about this amendment, and there's a bunch of very strong pro-life Kentuckians who've not even been told that this is even coming up for a vote. They didn't even know it's an issue. We can end this by approving this amendment, by voting yes on Constitutional Amendment Proposal Number 2. And putting this in the Constitution, no judge in Kentucky will ever be able to say that a pro-life law is unconstitutional because it will actually be in the Constitution. And so that's why this is a huge, massively important issue. Please not only vote yes for this, the best thing that you can do right now to save unborn lives is to let this be a talking point when you are out talking to people at your workplace, at your church, people you interact with in the community, your friends and family here in the state. We want to vote yes for life, yes on Constitutional Proposal Number 2. They have some other constitutional proposals there. I also like Proposal Number 1. This would allow the legislature to go back into session when the governor calls an emergency. And the reason for that is, of course, in the last 2 years, everybody knows, the legislature went into what's called recess, where they were not allowed to come in and to make any new laws. And then COVID shows up and Andy Beshear goes crazy just decreeing laws from on high. And the legislature was not legally able to come back into session to stop him for an entire year. We had to endure that tyranny with the Governor Beshear just going crazy. So by amending this, the Constitution, with proposal number one, it would allow the state legislature to call itself back into session when there are these times when governors are going crazy and just decreeing all kinds of things. If you want to have emergency powers as a governor, I can understand some emergency power to last 24, maybe even 72 hours. But if it's still a legitimate emergency, then the people's duly elected representatives can come in and help to mitigate what is going on in that emergency, instead of just one guy ignoring all the branches of government and just declaring himself king over the entire state. So constitutional proposal amendment number one, it's a good one. I think it could have been done a little better. A way to do it better, I've been suggesting this for years, is right now the state legislature comes in for 60 working days a year on even-numbered years like this year. And what they do is they take those 60 working days and they squish all of them into the beginning of the year, where the legislature is passing laws from January, usually through mid-April. Because by the time you take away holidays and weekends, that 60 working days stretches from January to mid-April. So here would be a much better idea. Instead of squishing all of these days into one little few weeks where everybody is rushed, people can't hear what's going on, instead, why doesn't the legislature spread it out where they will meet for 5 working days a month? If they have, so 1 weekdays, just 1 week a month, and they do that throughout the year, 5 days a month times 12 months is the exact same 60 working days. No more, no less than what they are already doing. And by doing that, it would have several different benefits. Benefit number one, you wouldn't need this constitutional amendment to change the legislature allowing it to call itself back into session during an emergency. Because if they follow this idea, the legislature is going to be back in session within 3 weeks, no matter what happens throughout the entire year. Number two, this would slow down the legislative process. Right now, on an average year, there'll be about 1,500 new laws that'll be passed by the legislature every single year. And 5 to 10 times that many are written. There is no possible way for anybody to keep track of all of these different laws, all the implications of them, especially with it being squished in just a few days' time. But if the legislature was to meet for 1 week each month, it would slow down how quickly these laws are being introduced and passed. It'd be introduced and we'd have a month to read it, or maybe 2 or 3 months throughout the year. They're working the same number of days, but it would give more time for we the people to have a chance to say, hey, what's going on up there in Frankfort? For the legislature to be able to have more control over a governor all year long without having to call in a special session. That's the kind of amendment I think that we should be really looking at. Unfortunately, that's not what we're looking at nowadays. So I want to emphasize there are going to be 2 major important amendments that will be up for a vote of the people. That is you this November. And the most important of them all is Constitutional Amendment Proposal Number 2. That would say there is no right to an abortion in Kentucky law. I ask you, please vote yes on Constitutional Amendment Proposal Number 2 and spread word to everybody so that they can get word out. Don't forget to tune in to Patriot Point, the video program that's on YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble, because you're going to find a lot of great more news from a Christian conservative perspective on there. New episodes come out every Friday. Make sure you tune in every week here on the radio to listen to Patriot Point News, because you're not going to get this on the other leftist lamestream media. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.